Okay, going over this one more time. Converting a distance measured on the topographic surface to a geodetic distance on the reference ellipsoid. This is done with another ratio that is also used as a multiplier. Originally, this factor had a rather unfortunate name. It was known as the sea level factor back when this was NAD27. It was given the name because, as you may recall, when NAD27 was established using the Clark 1866 reference ellipsoid, the distance between the ellipsoid and the geoid was declared to be zero at Meade's Ranch. In other words, the idea was that there was no separation between the two at Meade's Ranch. That meant that in the middle of the country, the sea level surface, the geoid, and the ellipsoid were coincident by definition. And since the Clark 1866 ellipsoid fit the U.S. quite well, the separation between the two surfaces, the ellipsoid and the geoid, only grew to about 12 meters anywhere in the country. With such a small distance between them, many practitioners at the time took the view that for all practical purposes, the ellipsoid and the geoid were in the same place. And that place was called sea level. Hence, reducing a distance measured on the surface of the Earth to the ellipsoid was said to be reducing it to sea level. Today, that idea and the name is misleading, because, of course, GRS-80 ellipsoid, on which NAD-83 is based, is certainly not the same as mean sea level. And now the separation between the geoid and the ellipsoid can grow as large as negative 53 meters in the coverage of NAD-83. And technology by which the lines are measured has improved dramatically. Notice GPS. Therefore, in the state plane coordinate system 83, the factor for reducing a measured distance to the ellipsoid is known as the ellipsoidal factor, or you can use the name elevation factor, which covers both ideas. Regardless of the name, it's a ratio. And the ratio was the relationship between the approximation of the Earth's radius, that's this 20,906,000 feet, and that same approximation with the mean ellipsoid height of the measured line added to it.